USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. California remains the most expensive state in America for gasoline, with an average price of $6.43 a gallon for regular. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313. 800-843-1313.
Tobacco companies will have to minimize the amount of nicotine in their cigarettes because the Biden administration is planning to enact a rule that will require it. This means tobacco manufacturers selling cigarettes in the U.S. would be required to lessen the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels, a move that would tremendously affect the tobacco industry. Starbucks might not be able to keep its bathrooms open to the general public, according to the company's CEO, Howard Schultz. A growing mental health problem was posing a threat to staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. There's no set date yet as to when all Starbucks will be closing their bathrooms. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man has been arrested after throwing a Molotov cocktail at the Chinese embassy in Washington, D.C. According to an affidavit, the man who traveled from Chicago apparently wanted to, quote, show his discontent for the Chinese government, attempting to light a cloth on the neck of a glass bottle before launching it over the gate and into the embassy. He was detained a few blocks from the building. According to law enforcement, this is the same man who in May allegedly harassed a security officer in front of the embassy, throwing a rock. He will appear in D.C. federal court on June 17th. The U.S. Forest Service is being sued by dozens of residents in a small New Mexico community impacted by massive wildfires. The suit is over what they call failure to provide information about the government's role in starting the blaze. The Forest Service has acknowledged the two prescribed burns it set to clear out brush and small trees that can serve as wildfire fuel spark to blazes that came together as the largest in New Mexico's recorded history and the biggest burning in the U.S. right now. This is USA Radio News.